Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commission Court meeting for Tuesday, April 13th, 2021. The regular meeting of the Commissioners Court, and we begin our meeting today with an invitation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Peter.
If you don't mind, please bow your heads. Dear Lord, we come before you asking one more time, give your divine wisdom to each and every member of this court, but not just this court, every elected official in Jefferson County. Lord, we ask that you continue to watch our employees and their families, keep us safe. Lord, we ask that you put your loving arms around those military individuals that are waiting to fight for our democracy. This we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Please join me with the pledge of our recognition.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That can't be up there.
All right. We're going to go out of order today. And the Human Resources Advisory Presentation of the 2020 Employee Excellence Award. And B is consider and possibly approve a resolution for the 2020 Employee Excellence Award winner. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Peter. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Erickson, I will turn it over to you.
Thank you, Judge. This is the best thing I get to do all year long. Unfortunately, we didn't get to do it last year. COVID got in our way and we weren't able to announce 2019 winners, but we're able to do that today and we're glad for that. Thank you for this opportunity, Judge and Commissioners. For those who are not aware, April is National County Government Month, and it's a great time to recognize and thank all the employees of Jefferson County who do a great job for us every day. Before I announce the winners, I'd like to recognize the judges that had the hard decision of narrowing down the nominees to the three finalists and then choosing the winner. I don't know if they're here, but I'm going to call their names. If you are here, just stand up. LaShonta Holloway, Greg Mouton, Shanita Keys, Justin Fox, and Linda Cormier. So thank y'all for I know they had a tough job because we had a lot of great nominees this year. We had a lot of outstanding performances last year. So without further, I'd also like to thank Brandy from my office, Brandy Doyle, who coordinated this whole effort. She does a fantastic job, as do Veronese and McKenna in helping her with that, but I appreciate her doing that. Okay, so our second finalist and winner of the $300 award and the certificate is Rachel Dragulski. Rachel? Let me read a little bit about Rachel. She's a nursing supervisor for the Public Health Department in Unit 1. She's been with the county for 25 years and was nominated because she exhibits integrity, respect, and dedication for what she does for her and her community. Rachel is an effective leader. She has the proven ability to perform under any conditions and persevere in the caregiving setting. I think that was demonstrated quite admirably last year. She exhibits a readiness and a passion to carry out the duties of her job at the highest level of moral and ethical standards. She represents Jefferson County's Health Department with the utmost respect and professionalism. Her character, abilities, and her commitment to her profession are true assets to Jefferson County. And congratulations to Rachel. And a check, and we appreciate you. Mostly, I appreciate you answering the phone when I call. Because I'm always asking you something. Thank you very much.
Thank y'all so much.
Appreciate it. Okay. The first finalist and the winner of the $350 award and a certificate is Brittany Albanese, Family Law Secretary for the District Attorney's Office. stand right here for me. Brittany has been with the county for a little over 6 years and was nominated due to her commitment, adaptability, and exceptional work ethic. Her devotion to her job is evident in her drive and her willingness to assist coworkers and clients. During the pandemic, Brittany's workload increased due to the nature of her work. She worked without a set schedule, stepping up when others weren't able to, ensuring the needs of the department were met in spite of personal demands and needs. Throughout her tenure, and no matter the need or obstacle, Brittany always maintains a positive attitude and treats everyone with respect. Brittany exemplifies the most worthy characteristics of a Jefferson County employee. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, and our winner of the 2020 Employee Excellence Award receives $700. Her name goes on a plaque to be displayed by the county clerk's office, and a certificate goes to an employee who has dedicated over 26 years of service to Jefferson County. And I would like to introduce you to the 2020 Employee Excellence Award winner, Vicki McIntyre. For those of you who don't know, Vicki's alternate title is Crawfish.
Yeah.
If you've ever seen her Facebook, it's flooded with nothing but her eating crawfish. I think that's what she does for a living. Let me talk about this just a second. Vicki demonstrates a strong work ethic, consistently puts forth the extra effort to help others within her department and within her community. She is an advocate and a leader by example, and goes out of her way to make clients, patients, and co-workers feel comfortable. Vicki demonstrates empathy and compassion for her patients and their unique living situations, always with understanding and respect. Time and again, Vicki has shown she is flexible and adaptable and can work under any conditions. The characteristics that Vicki exhibits are truly a great example for all Jefferson County employees. Congratulations. Okay, now, this check, remember, is a bonus. It doesn't all have to go to crawfish. It can go to a crawfish cooker, and you can invite me. So there you go. This is the plaque that her name is displayed on, and it's already there, and this will be hung by the county clerk's office.
Thank y'all so much. I love my job. That's all I have to say. Yeah.
I was just going to say, normally we have a reception, but due to COVID, what we've done is gotten three individual cakes. We'll let them take them back to their departments. If y'all will see Brandy on your way out. Hang on just a minute. We still have to read the resolution, and if y'all have any comments.
I saw those three cakes sitting in my kitchen in there. Disregard whoever gets it, the handprint.
And the next slice took out the other one I got done.
But I can tell you that since last March, congratulations to all the needs, and your credit to your offices over there. But since last March, I've had the opportunity to work with both Vicki and Rachel from all through testing and vaccinations and everything. They have been a pure joy to work with, and the county is very fortunate to have them as representatives out working with the public. They have a very can-do attitude and always pitch in to do what needs to be done to accomplish the mission. We've had a lot of missions since last March, so that is greatly appreciated by me. Be it remembered that a meeting of Commissioners Court held on the 13th day of April 2021 on a motion made by Commissioner Alford, followed by a second by Commissioner Pierce. Commissioners Court established the Employee Excellence Award December 4th, 1995, and whereas Vicki McIntyre, Nursing Supervisor of the Public Health Department Unit 2, has been selected as the employee of Jefferson County and meets all the criteria for this award, and who best demonstrates the highest standards of loyalty, knowledge, and respect towards others. Whereas these qualities are shown by our 26 years of dedication. Jefferson County and her overall leadership skills and passion for others, which promotes a great example and a great deal of confidence with everyone with whom she shares her knowledge. Now, therefore, the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, in regular meeting duly convened, and acting in its capacity as governing body of Jefferson County, hereby presents the 2020 Jefferson County Employee Excellence Award to Vicki McIntyre and praises her for her dedicated service to the citizens and employees of Jefferson County. Signed this day of April by the members of the Commissioners.
I'd say one thing.
Yes, sir.
I know you're a credit to your department, but I've had the pleasure to work with Vicki and Rachel for 18 years, and they've always been, and like the judge said, that can do. We put the heads together to help get a mobile unit here. Those are the driving forces of that occurring. They are excellent to our community and people with need, without need. They help people. That's the big thing, and I tell you what, 25, 26 years, thank you for being here, and thank you for recognizing me.
Yes, sir, and I would like to say that we had so many employees. It really was a hard time choosing. I know these judges had a hard time. We had so many employees step up last year in so many different departments. It certainly was a year of adversity, and we appreciate all of our employees. I know the court and the commissioners do as well, but you know, last year was a trying time. This is going to be a better year for us going forward, and we appreciate the court's recognition. So, if y'all are ready, we'll go get some fun stuff done.
Judge, I just want to say, I gave them a nickname, Vicki and Rachel and the entire staff, but they call hogs, heavenly hands of God, and that's what I always call them, them two heavenly hands of God.
I thought you were going to get in trouble.
So was I.
Well, they heard it before, so it won't be an insult.
Thank you, Judge and Commissioner.
Thanks again.
Thank you. All right, moving to items on the first thing out of A is execute and seek file contract renewal for automated teller machine installation operation for Jefferson County citywide APN for a third 1 year option for new for April. Second, 2021 through April 1st, 2022. Item B is considered approved execute and seek filing agreement with Hilltop Security Asset Management LLC for arbitrage rebate compliance services of Jefferson County for a period of 5 years for an annual fee of $1,400. Item C is considered and approved execute receiving filing agreement with Spectrum in Jefferson County for standard cable changeout service located at 1149 Pearl Street for a total monthly cost for Beaumont Courthouse of $114.89 and a one-time change service charge of $99 to replace the agreement approved on February 16, 2021. Do you have a motion on those items under
first? So moved.
Sir.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion?
No discussion. If you don't mind, Deb, give us a little bit more on this B, please. How often do we use them?
B?
B, yes, ma'am.
How about Patrick?
Patrick?
Yearly. Yeah, okay. We have to have a calculation for our arbitrage rebate. Make sure we don't have enough, too much money in debt service.
Okay.
Okay. Haven't had any problems in the past.
Any other
issues?
First Southwest.
First,
okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
They come to Hilltop.
All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. The county auditor. Item A is considered approved budget transfer for the service center for additional cost for repairs in the amount of $20,000. Item B is considered approved budget transfer for other preaching for additional cost for repairs. Item C is considered approved budget amendment to support office maintenance for replacement of HVAC system originally approved in fiscal year 2020 in the amount of $15,952. Item D is considered approved budget amendment of 136 district court for replacement of audio equipment in the amount of $8,497. Item E is considered approved budget transfer of 252nd district court for replacement of computer in the amount of $1,200. Item F is considered approved budget transfer to the sheriff, the replacement of computers in the amount of $2,400. Item G is consider and approve reclassification of investigator assistant to an investigative position for the remainder of the fiscal year. Be paid $37.79.23 per hour. Education paid $300 per month, utilizing savings from the unfilled investigator assistant during the current fiscal year. Item H is consider and approve acceptance of $1,350 donation from Natch Gasoline to be used for sheriff's department needs. And item I is regular county jail check number 481392 through 481553. Do I have a motion on those items under order? Moved by Commissioner Bush.
I'm going to second this.
Second by Commissioner Hall.
Come on up, Patrick.
All right.
Yes, sir.
You know which one. Come on.
We do have a lot of repairs.
Yeah, we do. Got a lot of old equipment.
Yeah, under item G, that's a question I believe you were asking me earlier.
Yeah.
This is something we need to do for the remainder of the year. They have generated, savings with this open position. So what Judge Wortham was asking is to upgrade this position and to pay it this hourly rate. In the past, pretty recent, we did this with the paid a position an hourly rate higher than what we had in the budget, and that was with the county engineer slot. We had to move that money up to hire a new county engineer. So we have done this before as far as paying a higher hourly rate than what's in the budget. But we utilize the savings to do this.
And this is an open position that they already have, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, so basically, didn't we have to bring it before us to reclassify it now, or did he have the authority to pay the money?
Well, the slot that was budgeted as the investigator assistant position, that hourly rate is not enough to pay this $37.79.
Okay.
So what the court action is to basically reclass it from an investigator assistant to a full investigator position. And to do that, and what we're doing is we're just this short period of time to get us through 9:30 till 9:30, we're utilizing the savings for that position.
So any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it. I'm the county commissioner. Item A is receive and file amended subgrant agreement with Texas Historical Commission for Hurricane Harvey, Irma, Maria Emergency Supplemental Historic Preservation Fund grant. This amended agreement was approved on March 23rd, 2021. Item B is consider possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute receive and file Texas CDBG contract amendment modification request for contract 721-6231 for reduction in original project scale. Do I have a motion on those items under commission?
So
moved. Second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion?
Judge, on that B, have we found out what she's going to reduce it for?
Do we know what the reduction in the award is? This is for the first time sewer program.
Correct.
On the contract number, so I'm assuming it's just dealing with the number of people served.
Right. I think it was the on-site septic and then the
first-time
sewer. I think that interest for the on-site septic is lower than anticipated. But we can see if it's actual numbers.
If you don't mind, please do that, because I don't want us to lose money that we can use somewhere else in the county.
Right.
For similar projects.
And we'll also, one of the things we're also checking out to see whether or not the CARES Act funding can be used, or the second round of stimulus can be used for on-site sewage systems for those who are unable to afford to upgrade whenever they have problems with environmental control. So hopefully we'll get an answer on that.
Okay.
All right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? properly approve a resolution recognizing James Richardson, 12 years and 1 month, dedicated service to Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and citizens of Jefferson County, and wishing him well in his retirement. Do I have a motion on that?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Bush, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. All right. The prior order on mass goes through April 14th, which is tomorrow. So the question is what are the court's feelings with our taking action on extension of the mass order within the confined county office?
I'm for it. Extended it another 30 days for sure.
I don't have any problem with that. And the other thing I want to know is I still haven't gotten any numbers here, and they're not even broadcasting direct in our community, but I really would like to get them. And I'm probably going to get them. I'm going to get them when I go to Austin myself.
Yeah, I send them to the media every night. We're continuing a downward trend in both hospitalizations, deaths, and new infections. That's nationwide with the exception of Michigan and New York. Seen an increase, but our numbers continue to go down. Our number of ICU hospitalizations, general bed hospitalizations, new infections, and death, thank the Lord, are down significantly. ICU hospitalizations down 30% over the last week in Texas. So, and our numbers locally, we go to setrack.org and click on that COVID-19 button. We can see the daily numbers for hospitalizations locally. And every day when I get Dr. Joshi's epidemiological review of new cases in Jefferson County, I send that on to the media, and sometimes it's sent out, sometimes it's not. And I'll ask Dr. Joshi to add y'all to those numbers so that y'all can get those emails directly.
The vaccines are still going well.
Sorry?
The vaccines are still going well.
Vaccines are going well, although there's less demand. We have discontinued the hub, so, and the only thing that means is that the allocations of the vaccines are not coming directly to the county and then being distributed across five counties. The vaccines are being distributed directly to each public health department based on their needs. We're getting all the vaccines we want. Y'all may have seen, but last night the CDC and the Texas Department of Health, State Health Services notified local entities to discontinue the dosing of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. We did not get any locally, so it's not going to impact us. All of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine that was being administered locally was either given by the Texas military or by pharmacies. The reason is because there were six people who 10 to 13 days following the administration of the dose came down with blood clot issues. I don't know whether that's statistically significant or whether it's related to the administration of the vaccine or not. And they're studying it now, but they paused all administration of that vaccine until they come to a conclusion at the CDC. So that's where we are on J&J. Now is the time for public comment. If anybody is online wishes to make public comment, I need to press star 6 to unmute their line. If they're present in court, you can approach the lectern. So we are open for public comment. Hearing none, is there any member of the court or any elected official wishes to bring anything to the attention of the public without our taking action?
Jeff, I'd like to bring 2 points. I have good news and bad news. Good news, the elevator should be repaired this afternoon. The park came in and they're scheduled to have that repaired, so we only have two elevators. So we'll have to run up and down the stairs. The bad news is yesterday, one of the pipes that feeds our hot water for our heating system out of our boiler from the old courthouse burst underground. And so, in an unlikely case, we have an ice storm in the next couple of weeks. We probably won't have heat in this building until we get that underground pipe repaired. That's the bad news.
And we are due a little cool front, but I don't think it's going to be lowest temperature is going to be in the mid-50s on Sunday through Tuesday, so shouldn't be too bad. Although we do have significant chances of rain from now through Saturday. So,
they had a contract out there looking at this morning. I'm not sure when we'll get it fixed.
Any other announcements or anything that we need to consider before we adjourn? If not, thank you all so much for being here, and I hope everybody has a great rest of